of our emunah, and I'd like to discuss some of these yesodos, which I'm sure you are familiar with, and I'm not even going to apologize if I quote Rishonim, about which you know. It's so important that it's worth reiterating as often as possible. So let me start with a question. I think it's quite a well-known question. Chazal tell us, HaKoyre Hallel B'chol Yoyim, if somebody says Hallel every day, Harizem Acharef U'Megadef, he's a blasphemer. Yet, Kol Ha'Omer Tefillah L'Dovid B'chol Yoyim, anybody who says Ashrei every day, Gimel Pomim, three times a day, Muftach Lai, Shehu Ben Olam Habo. If he says Ashrei three times a day, then he's a Ben Olam Habo. If he says Hallel every day, he's a Mecharef and he's a Megadeth. I would have thought somebody who says Hallel every day is a very worthy person. What a wonderful thing, what a wonderful idea. And yet, Ashrei and Hallel are by the same author, David HaMelech. One you say three times a day, Rabbein Olam Habo, and the other one, you're a Charif and Gadif. That needs explanation. Here's another question. We begin Shemana Esra with Elokei Avraham. I would have thought that it would be much more appropriate to begin Shemana Esra with Elokei Moshe. What are we trying to do? HaKel, HaGodol, HaGiboy, VaNoira. We're trying to affirm our belief in the Creator, the Almighty Creator. Surely Jewish experience of the Almighty as Creator and control of history and nature came through our experience in Mitzrayim, through Yetzias Mitzrayim, through Kriyas Yamsuf, through Matan Torah. So if we're trying to affirm our belief in the Rabbeinu Sholem, surely Elokei Moshe would have been more appropriate, because Moshe was the agent by whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. Not only that, we lead up to Shemana Esra with Ezra Savaisenu, with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It would have been very seamless, a seamless continuation to continue Shemana Esra with Elokei Moshe, who was the agent of that Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we've just spoken about. So that needs explanation as well. Why somebody, A, who says Hallel every day is a Mecharev Megadif, and why we begin with Elokei Moshe, so Elokei Avraham. So let us begin to answer this with one of the Yesodos of Emunah, which is brought down by the Ramban. I would say this is the mother of all Rambans. In the end of Parshas Bo, the Ramban explains what the world looked like before Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was a world of paganism, and he divides the non-believers into three categories. A, there were the ones who denied there was a God altogether, that the world has always been, there's always been a world. B, even if he was, even those who didn't deny that he is a creator, there is a creator who created the world, but he doesn't know what's going on down here. If he was omnipotent and he knew what was going on down here, he would stop evil. Where was God during the Holocaust? He would stop evil. And if he doesn't stop evil, then he doesn't know what's going on. Or he's unable or incapable. He's not omnipotent. That was the second cut. The third cut, the third group, says the Ramban, were those who said, yes, he knows what's going on, but he doesn't involve himself. It doesn't deign for the Almighty Creator to lower himself and deal and involve himself with puny man. So he's not involved in the world. Those were the three different categories. Says the Ramban, all that was swept away with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Firstly, as we say in the Psukim, Leman Teida Ki Lashem Ha'oretz. They found out very swiftly, very quickly through Tzitzim Sraim and Kriyas Yam Tov, that there is a creator of the world who is Mechadish, ex nihilo, from nothing he created the world. Number two, Leman Teida Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'oretz. Bekerev Ha'oretz means I'm involved in this world. You see by what I've been doing that I'm involved and I know what's going on. Thirdly, says nobody who can stop me. There's nothing like me in the whole world. I'm omnipotent. No one can stop me. So all these three katim or kitim or groups who deny the Rabbeinu Shlomo in their respective ways were upgefraked, swept away by the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, and of course he asks that. The Ramban is answering the question which is asked by others as well. Why do we have so many mitzvahs which are Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim? So many of them. Just put down a few. Matzah, Morah, Godesh, Shabbos, Kiddush, Sukkah, Tzitzis, Tefillin, Bedi Daven. There's so many mitzvahs which remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What do we need so many mitzvahs for to remind us? Says the Ramban, because what the Rabbeinu Shlomo did at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim is what I would call mega miracles. He was mechadesh, he changed nature. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo is not prepared to do this every Montag and Donnerstag. He's not prepared to do this every Monday and Thursday. Either because we don't deserve to see mega miracles, or because we'll become chulin, we'll get used to it and won't appreciate them, or it'll take away our bechira if every single time a gold nugget would fall down from heaven when we did a mitzvah, and every time we did an aveira, a bolt of lightning would hit us, there'd be no bechira at all. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo doesn't make mega miracles. Rabbeinu Shlomo did it once, he did it for us. Very, very occasionally he does it, he shows us who's in charge, but then he hides behind nature, says the Ramban. He hides behind nature. Teva. And that's why the world is called Olam. Olam comes from the word Ne'elam, hidden. The Rabbeinu Shlomo created a world where he is hidden and where nature seems to be the dominant force. And he's not prepared to do these mega miracles which shows that nature has no power. And that's why we need so many reminders of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We need to realize that there's a Rabbeinu Shlomo, he created the world, ex nihilo, number two, he's involved, number three, he's omnipotent. All these we saw at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, this is what I call the mother of all Rambans, min hanisim ha-gedoilim, everyone knows this. Again, I'm not apologizing for repeating this, it's so important. Min hanisim ha-gedoilim, odom moide benisim hanistorim. From the nisim ha-gedoilim, from those mega miracles, you understand that there's a creator who's in control, and then you understand that he is in charge of nisim hanistorim, shem yesoid ha-Torah kula, she'ein la'odon chelik b'toris Moshe Rabbeinu ad she'namin b'chol devarein mikreinu, that everything that happens to us, she'kulam nisim, ein bohem teva, in our daily lives, there's nisim, Rabbeinu Shlomo is in control. There's no teva. Klal, bein b'yochid, bein b'rabim. That is the purpose of creation. From the mega miracles to be moida to the micro miracles. And the Ramban all through the Torah gives examples of nisim hanistorim where we wouldn't necessarily see the connection. V'hoyim shemai tishmu. If you keep my mitzvahs, then I'll give you rain in the right time, etc., etc. Yeah, there's a famous Medrash, famous Gemara. In Bukhukhoisai Telechim, Vunosati Gishmechim Be'itom, I'll give you the rains in the time. When will the rains come? Beleila Shavosis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you keep my mitzvahs, then I'll bring you rain, and the rain will come at a time when you're at home, it'll be a convenient, not a time when you're on your drochim and you're on the way. Friday nights, when everyone is home, that's when the rain will come and everything will grow. The time of Shlomsi and Hamalka, she was the sister of Shimon Shembeta. Ben Shotach. So you can show me Yodim, Leil Shabbos, and Leil Shabbos. At Shanaas, the Chitzim Kloyas. Every Friday night, it rains beautifully, and the wheat grew like Kloyas, like kidneys. Also, Oyim, Kigarine Zaysim, like olives. Of Adashim, Kadinere Zohov. But Sormem Chachom, and Chachomim bound them up, and Nichom, and they placed them for the public to see. Dugma Ladoiris, Haboim Haboim, as a dogma, an example for future generations where they might not get the rain coming every Friday night because they're not keeping mitzvahs the way they should be keeping mitzvahs. And the chitim and the sorim might not grow the way they're meant to grow. They would be much smaller. So we put these in a bottle. La'idia kama chet goyrim. L'kaim ma'shanema avonisechem hitu eila. V'chatasechem monu hatoiv mikem. You should understand that if it's not growing this way, it's because your behavior doesn't fit what the Baruch Hashem is asking for you. That's why you're Shmai Tishmu. And you'll get the rains at the right season. And when the rains do come at the right seasons, or they don't come at the right seasons, we don't necessarily make the connection between weather patterns and our behavior. It looks like Teva. You know, it's been you don't notice it every Friday night. Life goes on. And you don't really appreciate that this is the Ribbono Shel'Olam in charge. Because you don't connect the weather patterns to your behavior. You can have famine. That's part of nature. You might not understand that famine might be because of your Chatoim or your Mishmoya. So that's the Ribbono Shel'Olam hiding behind nature. But when things go well, then he's looking after Klal Yisrael or not. That's all part of Ribbono Shel'Olam's Nisim Hanistorim, not Nisim Hagaluyim. The purpose of creation, says the Meshech Chochma, is to appreciate not the mega miracles, but to appreciate the micro miracles. Not Kriyas Yam. So we need it. We needed it once. We needed it to give us the foundations and the basis of our emunah. But the purpose of our existence is to see God in history and nature in our everyday lives through Nisim Hanistorim. And I quote to you the famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Where do you see the Ribbono Shel'Olam? Through Nisim Hanistorim. Through history and through nature. Well, through history, you see it through the existence of Klal Yisrael. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. I haven't got the quote now, it's famous, Bachayah, he says, every time, every generation which continues, when Klal Yisrael continue to exist, I see the miracle of the Ribbono Shel'Olam more and more. Because the truth of the matter is, the existence of Klal Yisrael is a complete and utter enigma. I mean, I don't have the time to elaborate, but what makes a nation? What makes a nation? I'll go through this very quickly. What makes a nation? I'll say a common language, a common land, and a common culture. I'm an Englishman. I live in England, and I speak English, and I love beer. What's that? Yeah. That makes me English. A German is a German because he's born in Germany, he's got a land, he speaks Deutsch, and he loves sauerkraut. I don't know. Loves sauerkraut. Yeah, it's the culture of each country, the land, and the language. What eliminates a people? The lack of land, the lack of language, and the lack of culture. How does that happen? That comes through conquest. If you have a foreign nation which invades your nation, it's called the dislike of the unlike. You better be like those who are conquering you, because if not, you might not keep your head on. So when the conquering nation comes, and they've got a different language, and a different culture, and they invade your land, so you become part of their culture, part of their language, because if not, you'll be in trouble. You know what that's called? That's called assimilation. And there are civilizations which have come and gone. Mr. Toynbee, a historian, a famous historian, he has, what's the word? Christ, 21 civilizations which have come and gone and disappeared. Now you take the Jewish people. I can assure you, we don't have time now, but I can assure you that if I would ask you all to put up your hands and ask you, where do you come from? We would have 10 to 12, where are your ancestors come from? We would have 10 to 12 different nations. Ich komme von Frankfurt am Main. Some will come from Poland, some will come from Hungary, some will come from Morocco, some will come from, well, I don't know, we come from every Czechoslovakia, every single nation. Common language, common culture. 2,000 years in exile. We shouldn't be around. It doesn't make sense. It defies all history and all laws of nature. Can I give you a quote? I'll give you a quick quote. I don't know, we are always more impressed when we hear quotes from Goyim. Shouldn't be like that, but I'll quote. No ancient people of the East has had a stranger history than the Jews. If we could only recover it and understand it. Stranger still, the ancient religion of the Jews survives. When all the religions of every ancient race of pre-Christian world has disappeared. Again, it is strange that the living religions of the world, all built on religious ideas derived from the Jews. This then is the problem offered by the Jews to the historian. The great matter is not what happened, but why did it happen? Why does this race continue? Why does Judaism live? That's from Professor Glover in The Ancient World, the book, The Ancient World, published in 1964. And of course you've got the very famous... No. 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 I'm sure you've heard it nevertheless. No. I'm sure you've heard it nevertheless, but I'm going to repeat it, but you didn't get it right. It wasn't Mark Twain, it wasn't Churchill, what was the other one? No, it wasn't him either. It was an interchange between Pascal, the famous scientist. Pascal, he lived from 1638 to 1715. He was at the court of Louis XIV, and Louis XIV said to him, "Tell me, Pascal," he says, "I don't see a god. All I see are the laws of nature. The sun rises in the morning, the sun sets in the evening. I don't see this. Prove to me that there's a god." And without hesitation, he said, "The Jews, Your Majesty, the Jews." What he meant was that the existence of the Jews is just an absolute hellish. It doesn't make sense. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden is telling us. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying every Dayewish goes on, and the Jews are still around, and in Golas, is a proof of the existence of the Rabbi Nishan. Only, it's from the Nissim HaNistorim. It's from the Nissim HaNistorim. You know why? Because you have to think about it. It's the existence of the Jews over the millennium. It's over a huge period. And you have to ask the questions. Why? This man's thinking. He's asking the question, but it's not apparent without you having to think. It's not what we call a mega miracle. It's called a micro miracle. When you think of... I won't say it. I'll have another time. Now I was going to tell you some more micro miracles, but I don't think I have the time. So I want to come back to our questions. Therefore, come back next week. Yeah, for next exciting installment, if I'm invited. Yeah, the tachlis is to see God in history and in nature. And of course, says the Meshech Chochmah, you can see God in nature. You just have to look for the Ribono Shel. That's why, says the Meshech Chochmah, if you say Halal B'chol Yoyim, and that's all you're saying, that means all you're doing is affirming the Nissim HaGaluyim. You're saying Halal. Halal is always about Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you say it every day, that means you're affirming that God is God. makes mega miracles, but the micro miracles, which is a tachlis, you don't affirm, that's a mecharef and a megalef, says the Meshech Chochma. I think it's also a run, it's a rishon, I can't remember, I've got it written down somewhere. I think it's in Brochus. Mashein, can you say Ashrei? The Gemara says in Brochus that Ashrei is special because of two reasons. One, because it contains the Aleph base. And two, because it contains Pesach es Yodecho u'mazbi'a l'chol chai rotzen. Says the Meshech Chochma, without the Meshech Chochma, we would say, what does it mean that it contains the Aleph Beit? It's a holy prayer, because it contains all the letters of Lashon HaKodesh. So it's a holy prayer. That's what we would say. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's not what the Chazal are telling us. Ashrei, with its Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, is actually depicting order and Seder. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. It's talking about the order of creation, the order of nature. Nature comes every day with its Seder. And that's what we're talking about. And we're praising the Rabbeinu Shloim for the Seder of nature which he has created. And we're saying it's not nature. It's not Teva. These are the Nisim HaMistorim. By us saying Ashrei three times a day, we are being Mekayim, the Chiyuv, to mention and to understand and to imbibe the idea that there's Nisim HaMistorim behind the nature. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav is order. It's all you. And every time we talk about creation, says the Meshech Chochma, we do an Aleph Beis. Kael, Boruch, Godol, Dea, Heichim. That's Yotam Oyeres. We're talking about nature. Kael Odin Al Kol Amasim. Boruch Hu Boruch Biyuchon Hashem. God lay with two by more lion. Das was Puna Das. We're in the middle of Yotam Oyeres. That's our daily affirmation that the Rebbeinu Shloim is behind nature. And that's the Aleph base. And therefore we say, Poseach es Yodecho Mazbi'a L'chol Chai Rotsoim. It all comes from you. We're talking about our daily life. Says the Meshech Chochma, if you think about it, the biggest mega miracle of them all is the Poseach Es Yodecho Masbi'a L'chol Chai Rotsoim. That Rebbeinu Shloim sustains the world. Billions of people are able to find food and eat every single day. That's the mega miracle of all time. But we don't see it. Because it's nature, and it happens every day to every person, to all of us. And therefore, you're in danger of not understanding. That's also the Rabbeinu Shloim. But it's the biggest miracle of all time. I once saw in a Sefer HaKarmel of the Malbim, he gives an example of a weightlifter. You know, a weightlifter, I don't know what the Olympic record is of weightlifting, 100 pounds, I don't know. He lifts it. He lifts. His knees are going, he's about to fall, and suddenly he gets it up, and he wins. And he wins the Olympic gold medal, absolutely phenomenal, and then it comes crashing down again. He says, imagine somebody picked it up and stood there, not for a minute, but for a day, for 2 days, and for a week, and for a month, and for a year, and for 100 years. That's a mega miracle. That's what the Rabbi Yishlam is doing. He's Poseach es Yodecho u'mazbia l'chol chai rotsoim. So now we come back to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Avraham Avinu. Again, Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Torah says, Ve'eirel Avraham b'keir shakai shmi Hashem. Famous Ramban. The Ramban says shmi Hashem represents the mega miracle. That was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. Keil Shakai is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu subdues nature for Klal Yisrael, but you don't see it. You don't see it. It's called, I call it micro miracles. That's what we call the Nisim HaMistorim. That's what Keil Shakai represents, the Nisim HaMistorim. Ani Hashem, that revelation represents the Nisim HaMufusomim, the mega miracles, etc. Avraham Avinu, Hashem revealed himself to the Keil Shakai. Avraham Avinu looked around him. He was not Zoicha to the mega miracles of the world of what we saw Klal Yisrael. He was zocher to Nisim HaNistorim, one after the other, from the Rebbeinu Shalom. But he wasn't, he had to look around. He was surrounded by paganism. And he had to look around and look at the world and look at nation. He says, who's the Baal HaBira? He had to discover the Rebbeinu Shalom himself. Moshe Rabbeinu, as opposed to Avraham Avinu, didn't discover the Rebbeinu Shalom, discovered Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu stands in front of a snare, and all of a sudden the snare burns and is not okal, and doesn't become consumed. That's a shinei of teva. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the agency of the Rebbeinu Shalom, who is Mishana Teva. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who took us out of Egypt and through Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah. Of course we need that. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's agency, but that's not the tachlis. That's not the tachlis of life. The tachlis of life is to see the Rebbeinu Shalom in our everyday lives, with our Nisim HaMofrosonim on the Moins HaNisit to Nisim HaNistorim. That's what the tachlis is, and that was discovered by Avraham Avinu. The word Bereshis Bora Elohim, say the Meforshim Elohim, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem, is the Gematria of 86. Hateva is 86. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world for us to see him in Teva. That's Elohim. Elohim says the Zoya also makes up the words Mi Ela. Tzu'umor Manechem Vor'orum Mi Bora Ela. That's the Tachlis. Ela Toilos Hashemayim Boretz. This is Meshech Chochum. Vehi Borom. V'yoy Masoy says Elohim Eretz V'Shemayim. Vehi Borom. Is Avraham. The Tachlis is Avraham. Avraham is the one who discovered the Rebbeinu Shloilam in Teva. And therefore, that is why we say Elokei Avraham as opposed to Elokei Moshe. Avada, we begin. We move into it with Ezra Savasein. We did see it from Mitzrayim. We've got to remind ourselves all the time. So now, Damning, as we build up to Shemona Ezra, we go through Yetzias Mitzrayim and Ezra Savasein, and we finish with Ezra Savasein. But now, as you stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom by yourself on a daily basis, we're talking about Moed Manach Loch Al Chayenu Hamsurim Biyadecho Vani Shoseinu HaKudus Loch Vani Secho Shebchol Yoyim Imoni. That's what it's all about. Elokei Avraham, and we have to see the Rebbeinu Shalom in our everyday existence, and thank him for all the chassodim which he does for us on a daily basis. Good Shabbos.